The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, if you're looking for travel inspiration on a budget, my next guest has some suggestions that could cost you less than 500 euro. Barbara McCarthy is here, columnist with the Irish Independent. Hello, Barbara.
Hello.
You go on these micro trips. Yeah. What's a micro trip?
Basically, you're home before anything in the fridge has gone off.
Oh, I love it
that way. So ideally, I'm a parent, so I like to do adventurous things, and you have to do them in a short space of time. You know, so I dropped my daughter to my mum. Ideally, you go somewhere for a night, wake up, then you have a full day.
You know, so this is not a weekend.
Something. No, weekends away are drinks and friends and liquid lunches and potentially taxis. Disaster.
So you can't do that on a budget. And also,
can't do those.
If you're flying, it's going to be more expensive to go with the weekend. So you're trying to avoid that.
Yes. Always do that.
So
yes.
Is a micro trip 2 nights away?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it can. Yes. I mean, we won't split hairs, but two nights.
But it's one full day is what you want.
With a full day. And you can do a lot in a day. And if you plan ahead. Like, for example, I love skiing. And I actually learned the first time I ever went skiing, I went for a day. And I just put skis on and a jumpsuit from the 1980s for my friend's mother and off we went.
And did you know how to ski?
No, that was 30 years ago. He didn't even have a helmet on. It was kamikaze. So anyway, I love skiing. So if you can't afford to go skiing, which is really expensive now. Mm-hmm. So you book the flights to Munich, you know, in August. When, you know, then you get a train from Munich to Bad Gastein, that's where I was. Buy it in increments. Do you know what I mean? Buy your ski passes in whatever it is, November or, you know, and then get the ski hire after that and then get the train. So that by the time you get there, all you need is really the day. Do you know what I mean?
I know, then it feels like it's free.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
It's
a free holiday, but it's kind of been over time.
Yeah. So a lot of the success of these little micro trips comes down to planning well in advance. So you're doing nothing last minute, Barbara, are you?
No, but I always leave some time for kind of wonder and adventure and randomness as well. So, you know, we used to go to the Grand Prix in Monaco, and you can go there. You might be broke, but there's an abundance of wealth in Monte Carlo.
Well,
and
this is the one that caused all the controversy this morning, because I came in and I was talking to Anton Savage about what was coming up on the programme, and I said you can go to Monte Carlo for less than 500. He said you can't.
You can't.
That's what he said. You can't. So tell him and everybody else how you do it.
Well, he's a man, so he's probably going to have dinner. So that's a no. People who eat steaks and dinners, men like to sit down and have a meal.
No big dinners.
You fly to... we used to go to Genoa via Stans. It was a big kind of, you know, expedition. I did hire a car at the beginning because, you know, but you don't have to do that. So you get a train to Monton and stay in a hotel there. And then no taxis or any kind of Ubers or anything like that. They are like extremely expensive.
How far is it then to Monaco from Monton? Is that where you're staying?
Yeah, I remember getting a bus to the airport once and I was the only person on the bus because everyone's rich. So, you know, so we went there and I've been there several times. We'd be on a yacht or something, just chatting away to people there, you know.
How do you get in the yacht?
Well, just talk to people. We met the richest man in Switzerland one time. He drove us around in his car. Another time we were on a yacht as well. And it was all Versace interiors and we were just sitting there, you know, chatting to people. And then afterwards, I just slept. There's a little kind of a grassy knoll in front of the casino outside the casino in Monaco. So
you went rough sleeping in Monaco. Do you know what? This is just getting better and better. So you're going.
But we have actually also not done that. But that was just that one time.
You're going to Monaco and you're ligging, basically. You're chatting to people.
Yeah.
But you're getting to see the Grand Prix or soak up the atmosphere of it for bargain basement money.
I mean, we went the first time we went, met some people, and then we were just sitting on the start finish straight. This is back in 2002, like start finish straight, having our, you know, chatting to people, drinking champagne and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Great. Great lobster. Way to do it.
But we stayed in Monton that time as well. And then we used to go back and we just had the best time ever.
Now, this trip to Morocco that you did, you call this an epic micro trip.
Yes.
Why?
Well, I got the flights to Marrakesh for 75 euro 60. Be pedantic about this. And then it's 20 quid into Marrakesh. You stay in the Medina in these kind of riads, the lovely little guest houses, stay there. And then I went up to Toubkal, which is a 4,165 meter mountain. Yeah, and I booked that trip beforehand. But you can book trips while you're there as well. You don't have to do
and
it.
And how long did you spend there?
That was one night then in...
That's incredible.
I stayed in the flight got in very late.
Uh-huh.
So I was kind of like in Marrakesh for a day, and then I went up to Topkapi. But you stay for a night up in a refuge.
So you climbed a mountain, stayed a refuge, and then,
on the way, yeah.
And then did you come back and stay in Marrakesh for a while, or did you go
then
straight
home?
Then
I came back to Marrakesh, and then I stayed the night, and then I was up again at like whatever it was, 3 a.m. to fly home.
Mm-hmm. On your cheap flight, because it was 70 quid or whatever. But again, you get a feel for the place, mm-hmm. and you also get that really important thing, which is a breakaway in your head from everything.
That is the thing, and you have your phone off. And I was thinking there as well, you know, because you don't have to leave Ireland, obviously, to have a micro trip. You can go to Dublin, we stayed in a hotel in the Hoxton one night. You can go to the library, but leave the phone at home. Mm-hmm. What's that?
And treat your own country as though you were a tourist.
Like yesterday, I went for a hike, and it's called the Arthur Guinness Trail. And I went from Leixlip. I'm like, look at this magical, mystical Leixlip. This is amazing. It's like David Attenborough, you know what I mean? Like in honour of his birthday. But we were walking to Arthur Guinness's final resting place. And I had my little nitro surge and a can of Guinness from my little Nutribullet, the thing. It's exactly the size that you pint of Guinness into it. So we drank that. Fantastic day.
You were on holidays.
On holidays yesterday, walking along the canal. And, you know, it's also good for, you know, if you go with older people, you know, my mum, for example, I could bring her there. It's all flat, walking mm-hmm. along the canal. Villages of, what's it called? The Village of Lions is there?
Yes, the Village of Lions, yeah. And you went kayaking in Donegal, another one of your,
yes.
your micro trips. I like the sound of this.
Okay, so I go out there with a chap called Ian Miller, who is a expert of the outdoors, especially sea stack climbing. So you go out on kayaks and then you climb these kind of rock faces that come out of the sea.
You're a real adventurer,
yes,
aren't you?
I'm very adventurous.
You climb
yes.
things and
yes,
you swim
I
in
climb
places.
Things.
So he has a company called Unique Ascent.
Unique Ascent, yes.
So he guides you on this climbing trip? Is it a climbing
yes.
trip?
He brings you out and he kind of decides what you're going to do, you know what I mean? So we went out to, I've gone up to Stourell with him. I've done rock climbing with him in Donegal. He's specifically in Donegal. So we went out to Owie. Now, the weather was fantastic. It was like 30 degrees. Like, when would you ever get that?
Yeah, that makes a huge difference, doesn't it?
And we were on this island. I was like, this is like literally the famous five. And then we went into this cave, which is underneath it's like there's a lake underneath a lake. So you kind of scramble down. I was like, I can't get my head around this. And then we went in the underneath lake on a paddle boat that he also had that he kind of inflated. And then we were like, at the very back of it, you go through this little thing and you're sitting in absolute darkness. So you could be there for 100 years and you would never, your eyes would never adjust. And you're sitting there, you're like, okay, this is as far from normality as I could possibly
as you can get.
Nobody knows where I am. Right
so you
now.
Did. So what did you do there? A night and a day or two nights?
Two nights.
Two
there.
Nights.
Yeah.
And what did that cost?
Oh God, you drive up to Donegal. It's a long stretch. So, and then I stayed in a place, I think it was like 50 quid a night or something, 60 or something.
So a couple of hundred for the trip?
Oh yeah.
Definitely not breaching our
oh,
500
no.
limit
well
here.
Well under the limit. And it's, like I say, it's great. He goes out with younger adults as well, you know, mm-hmm. and kids, but it's nice for little kind of adventures.
And Scotland and Ben Nevis is also on your list
yes.
as well.
Yes.
So tell me about that one.
So I flew to Edinburgh and then I got this electric bus up to, they're called Embry, I think.
Embry to Fort William?
That's
the electric
it.
Bus?
Yes.
Yeah.
Then I went to Fort William, stayed there for a night.
You stayed in a youth hostel
in
now.
A youth hostel.
That mightn't be everybody's cup of tea.
Not everyone's cup of tea. The next night I stayed somewhere else though. The youth hostel was just kind of closer. If you go to the mountains, you kind of stay in with other people in a room. That's just kind of, but yeah, one night is fine in a youth hostel, I think.
Yeah. But you did this in the winter. So,
in the winter.
So climbing in at Ben Nevis
yes.
is going to be tough at that time of the
yes.
year. But that obviously didn't faze you.
It's called mountaineering. There's a difference. So the difference between hiking and mountaineering is hiking is you kind of, you know, you have your hiking boots and poles and stuff. And it's kind of your destination. You're just walking on trails
mm-hmm.
a lot of the time. Whereas mountaineering is kind of summiting and you have ice axes and crampons and you need to have the right gear.
So that's what you were doing at Ben Nevis, is
that's
it?
That's what I was doing. But I had a guide there, because when you get to the top, you don't, it was like complete whiteout. So you could easily just wander off the edge. You do have to be careful.
You do have to be careful.
You have to be careful.
If you want to do
very
that,
well prepared.
If you want to do these things on the cheap, you have to be prepared to go to these places off peak. So that means going to Ben Nevis in the winter and going to maybe a sun destination in the wintertime.
Yes, as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And booking well in advance as
booking well in advance. And having those trips to, you know, you'd want to have the right gear and everything as well, obviously. But
well, it can be done. Somebody says a micro trip sounds like their worst nightmare. That's fine if it does. Don't do it. But for some people, the bit of getting away, particularly people, you know, if you've got people at home depending on you, getting away for a night and a day, it's just the business. And you feel like you've really had a break.
Oh, you really do. And you come back, you just feel so... Oh, I've just done this amazing thing. And like I say, it just makes you feel great. Like even yesterday after the hike or the walk, you're just like...
You've achieved something. You've done something.
I love that, yeah.
Barbara, thanks so much for coming in. Barbara McCarthy there is a columnist with the Irish Independent.
The Clare Byrne Show. With Aviva Insurance. Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.